All right, sir.
Yes.
I got those clarifications you were asking about. So, I talked to our te one of our techs, and what he explained to me was, we do have really strong generators that go to our hub sites, which is essentially where all of our fiber optic cabling connects to, and then we send the signals off for all of all the internet information we have. Due to those battery backups, you should not see interrupted services through the fiber optic lines themselves. That's throughout the roads, throughout your entire community, and directly to your house. The part that you'll see issues with is with loss of power. If in this case, if you have a blackout, will be with those ONT gateways that we do have. Now, you did say you have a generator, which means while your generator is
Yes.
activated, you should not see an interruption in your internet service in any such way. So that's not something you have to
Okay.
worry about. If by any chance your power does go out and you are not able to get your battery back up online, our ONT gateways are non-provisional, which means that when they lose power, in most cases, if you have a power outage with like Optimum or Spectrum or something, and the power goes out, you oftentimes have to call back up the company to have them pretty much reboot the system on their side so that internet comes back. With us here at Archtop Fiber, our ONT gateways are non-provisional, which means as soon as power is restored to those devices, they come back online and are immediately accessible
Okay.
to the internet.
Okay. So you guys are transmitting a fiber light signal
That is correct.
from Warwick Valley Telephone. And it
Yes.
goes through all kinds of poles and switches and everything, and goes directly to my house without any repeaters, any powered items, nothing. It just goes all the way along the poles to my house. I
Yes.
kind of doubt that. It does?
It does actually, yeah, that's how the fiber optic cabling works.
There's no repeaters because the signal gets low after it's gone 10 miles, that it needs to be boosted again. You
So
don't have anything like that?
our fiber optic cables usually fiber optic systems usually go from HubSpot to HubSpot. If the fiber line can transmit up to 10 miles, our HubSpots are usually within that range, usually anywhere between 5 and 7 miles apart from each other. Therefore, there's no delay in transmission, and each hub location acts as its own distribution center. So there's no interruption to service.
Okay, so what would a hub center be? Would it be Warwick Valley Telephone? Is
Yes,
that
I believe for Warwick Valley, that is the actual hub location for the area is WVT.
okay? And what comes into my house? Because I don't have wires above. They actually did it below, and they actually put in a fiber optic cable just in case it was ever needed. So does fiber go directly to my house, or how
The
does that work?
fiber so when you service is installed at your location. If you do have service that is going to be installed at your location, usually what we'll do is we'll have what's called a drop cable. We run a fiber optic line from the street to your home in the best way possible. Usually it's by following the power line, be it aerial or under or buried, or at your request, it can be buried either way. Since you said you already have a fiber optic line, they'll double check the integrity of that line to verify that it is suitable for such uses. Usually, our technicians determine the best location for the line to come into the house, but if you have a fiber line that's already connected, it should be fairly easy and straightforward for it. Other than that, it's up to the technician and how they decide to connect your service. But usually,
Well,
it's
they're not allowed to run any wires overhead here on this block
Okay.
as
So
far
yeah,
as
then
home
it would
wires.
be a buried line. Yeah.
Okay. And they would dig that up and check with the electrical service to make sure they're not digging into that and all
They
that kind of
actually
thing.
we have a system put in place. We have permits and everything to ensure that we're following along the proper guidelines, the proper regulations for whatever city we are operating in for construction purposes. And we ensure that we aren't going deep enough. If we are near buried power lines, we do check to where those power lines are at. That way we're being aware of where they are to avoid them.
Okay. But you actually run the fiber to my house, and then once in the house, it would go to...
We use what's called an AdTrain ONT gateway. It uses pretty much a fiber optic to a digital signal for wireless connectivity and Ethernet signals. And then it's a transmitter receiver, so that the signal comes in as fiber optic and transmits out as a digital signal. And then any signal that comes in, such as an upload speed, like if you're posting a video to Facebook or a picture to Facebook, that would be considered upload. It gets uploaded as digital information. Our AdTrain ONT gateway then pretty much collects all that data and sends it back out as a light signal back to our hub's location.
Okay. So is there any delay while it's collecting all this information?
It's based off of your internet speed, and because we're using our fiber optic lines, we offer 1 and 2 gig networks. Our 1 gig network does upload and download at the same rate of 1,000 gigabits per second, and our 2 gig network is... While what you will see on your computers is roughly 1,000 gigabits, the actual throughput for the entire line is 2. So while your individual devices will only see 1 gig, that is currently a limitation due to the technology of what we have available to us. The actual throughput rate of our fiber optic line is actually rated up to 8 and 10 gigs. So that's not something to worry about. It's just the individual limitations of the devices we currently have available for homes.
Okay. I think you answered all my questions. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I think that's it for now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us here at Ultra Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Oh, thanks. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.